tablet 15. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. Genesis 3:21. Man became gross enough that he assumed a fleshly body with skin, coats of skin. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Genesis 3:22. Now God was cautious that man, with these witnesses, after being separated into two parts, and by his desire to follow his lower self, should not be allowed to come to Godhood, immortal and powerful, because he would use these powers for his selfish desires and disturb the whole creation. Therefore, God made man mortal until he comes to a stage where he overcomes these weaknesses. The tree of life is the state of pure consciousness, which will bring everlasting, eternal life. However, man should not reach this stage before he overcomes his lower nature, tamaguna over his soul, and also understands the reality behind this universe. Else those who have an ear to hear to reach pure consciousness, then he will be worthy to join the gods. Otherwise, it will be spewed out of his mouth. Revelation 3:16. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Genesis 3:23. Man became so gross that he identified himself with his body and thought that he was his body, and that was when his sorrow started. Here, the word him refers to a single person. Therefore, we can see that Eve and Adam are two natures of the same man. This has been used in all of chapter 3 of Genesis to refer to the lower and higher self. Also, in this stage of evolution, a new condition for the earth was necessary, which is symbolized by sending man from the Garden of Eden. That misty kind of environment which was described in chapter 2 is not present here. Man should till the ground. The era of Shudras, laborers, began. So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Genesis 3:24. Only by overcoming his lower nature and realizing that he has to help others can man enter pure consciousness. He should understand that the selfish individual desire to reach pure consciousness without helping others who are also ready will not be successful. He should also help others to on the path, otherwise it will be spewed out of his mouth. Revelation 3:16. That spewing out of his mouth here is symbolized as the flaming sword which cherubim's external world have in their hands. Attraction of the external world will prevent man from entering the eternal world, tree of life, until man overcomes his lower nature. That is why those who have chosen the spiritual path will be tested in each step and turn to prove themselves.